EU is not a nation, Rees-Mogg, Farage defend turning backs on Euro anthem. By Victoria Friedman on July 2, 2019. Brexit Party MEPs have defended turning their backs on the European Parliament chamber during the playing of the EU's national anthem because they say the bloc should not be treated as a country. The opening of the Parliament in Strasbourg, France, was marked by protest, with pro-Catalan separatists demonstrating outside the building over former Catalonia President Carles Puigdemont and colleague Toni Comín being barred from taking their seats in the EU Parliament. The anti-Brexit Liberal Democrats led their own protest inside the chamber, wearing yellow t-shirts with Stop Brexit on the front and Bollocks to Brexit on the back of some, in reference to one of their May 2019 European Parliament campaign slogans. It was the Brexit Party's demonstration against the globalist bloc that garnered the most disapproval from establishment politicians and negative attention in the mainstream media. However, when the Eurosceptic MEPs turned their backs to the chamber during the rendition of the European Union's national anthem, Beethoven's Ode to Joy, with Europhiles and the European Parliament President Antonio Tajani branding the move disrespectful. Speaking on Sky News after the opening ceremony, Ms. Rees-Mogg, the sister of Conservative Party MP and Brexiteer Jacob Rees-Mogg, said that she took part in the protest as she objected to the piece being referred to as the nation's song. "I would never, ever do that for any country's national song. But you have to remember that the EU is not a nation. It should not have an anthem, it should not be arranged in that way. It doesn't have a united peoples and Britain should have left it months ago," Ms. Rees-Mogg said of the bloc that is pushing for an EU army, a single budget, and a bloc-wide immigration and refugee policy. Asked by anchorman Adam Bolton if she thought it was rude to turn her back during the EU's anthem, the Brexit Party member of European Parliament said, "I think it was rude to claim that the British people are part of a nation other than their own." Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage also weighed in on criticism that their protest was disrespectful, telling the news broadcaster, "What is disrespectful is to take the ancient states of Europe and without asking anybody's permission turning a union of them into a country, because that's what the President of the Parliament called it this morning." Breitbart London spoke to Brexit Party lawmakers at the Parliament on Tuesday, with Jake Pugh MEP saying, "European Parliament President Antonio Tajani said you respect the anthem of another country, but the European Union isn't a country. We'd absolutely respect other anthems, but presenting the European Union as a country disrespects us, and disrespects the other European member states."